Yeah.
Is that singing or if you, you know, we'll just, well, see, I think you're singing here.
With so much drama in the NFL, no, I'm rapping. It's time to check in with our man, Mr. Alan Bell, because he
I'm in the bar. Somehow, I'm in the studio spitting bars.
Coming up
you're
with
flowing.
Information
that's right.
Like every
you're
single
singing.
Day. Alan, break the tie. Am I singing or rapping in that opening?
I think both.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I'm going through the trademark list right now. We're going to find out which category umbrella this all falls into. We're going to legally do this correct. So. But my guess is rapping.
Yeah.
Well, I can think rapping, yes, but it's a form of singing because of the vocal component.
Yeah, it's a good point. Does the brand fall under like a global brand umbrella? It's an excellent legal question. If we have any, you know, litigation experts out there. Yeah.
Great to have you on, Alan. Kevin Byard, best guest. Does he show up today for mandatory minicamp?
I think he does. I think he does. Now, that's just my guess. I mean, you know, he can do, you know, whatever he wants. But, yeah,
don't you
man,
think
like,
it'll be, I said this before you came on, don't you think it'll probably be a hold-in? Like, he'll show up. He might do individual drills. But when team drills start, I think he's going to go over and ride the bike and be like, you know what, my quad's a little sore. I'm just going to, you know what I mean? So it's not a hold-out, though. It's a hold-in.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's like a lock-in at church, like when you were kids, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, I think that's how you do it, right? Because, I mean, Byard, you know, he's the leader of this team. And even if he doesn't, I wouldn't get too concerned about any of this. But, yeah, I'm with you. Like, that's kind of the veteran way to do it. Like, you're there for sure. But, yeah, once team comes up, nah, I'm heading over to the bike, bud. Sorry.
You know, and if he misses all 3 days, it's 93,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got to really want to make a statement if you're willing to part with almost 100 grand.
Yeah, see, that's a decent chunk of change right there, right? Like, that's why I would definitely show up. But, you know, as soon as things start going, you just look over to Joey and the boys. You're like, yeah, you know, get a little tight over here. You know, you guys can help me out.
Hey, you know, I know also, you know, you dabble in the sports wagering as well. We got another NFL player being investigated for gambling. I talked about this with Brad Powers last hour. I just don't think the NFL is doing a good job of, you know, educating these players on what you can bet on, where you can bet on, you know, things and that sort of thing. What say you?
Yeah, well, I'll say this. I mean, one of the few times that I'm going to give the NFL credit, because I'm sure that they have let them know specifically what they can and can't do. Think about this. College players, they can't bet on anything.
Mm-hmm.
If you play college football, you can't bet on baseball, basketball, like nothing, right? So, yeah, like I'm sure the NFL's, you know, really openly let them know. But there's only so much that you can do, right? Because people are going to do what they're going to do. That being said, I don't know if any players in the league listen to the show right now, but let me tell you that the security services that these sports books and the commission use, you're not going to beat them. You're not. Like, you might get them early, but they're going to catch up. And, yeah, like, it's just not going to happen. So be careful with that.
Well, what these – and we were talking to Brad Powers last hour – what these players risk to put in a whatever, 2,500, five, whatever the amount is – and compared to what they get their per game check that they'll be suspended. But it's also, in my mind, a little bit hypocritical of the NFL. It's a bit of an overreach right now as they sit at the trough of MGM and FanDuel and all of the others.
You know,
and every commercial break has in an NFL game has, you know, these gambling sites, which is legal and fine in most states now. But it is a bit of an overreach and a bit hypocritical, but you also, on the other side, man, you're dumber than a box of rocks if you're an NFL player betting right now, because they're going to find out.
Mm.
They're definitely going to find out. You're right, you know, on the hypocritical part. I'll say this, you know, and I don't know the answer to it, but I would assume that these, you know, partnerships and whatnot that these sports books have with teams or the league or whatever, I don't know how it's designated. I'm sure that the players' union is getting a chunk of that money, right? Like, I would assume that somehow there's some percentage funneled in, you know, to players. And that's kind of your thing. It's like, okay, well, you know, you're getting money from this. You can't do it. You know what I mean? So it's tough, man. Like, this has become the legal hour for this show. I don't know how the breakdown. Yeah, I don't know how the breakdown goes, but if the players' union is getting some percentage of those partnerships, yeah, man, leaves you in a tough spot.
Alan Bell is our guest, CBS Sports Line, CBS Digital, at Alan Bell 247 on Twitter. Alan with two L's, by the way. Alan, I'm very happy to hear that the Buffalo Bills, you know, we talk about the new stadium coming here to Nashville, and I'm excited about that, but I was really happy to hear the Buffalo Bills are getting a new crib in 2026. And, you know, I'm from upstate New York. I grew up 3 hours east of Buffalo. I used to live in Buffalo. I used to cover the Bills, and you know, that's been long overdue, and to me, it's kudos to the Pegula family for getting that done, because for years we've heard about, you know, maybe the Bills will leave Buffalo, maybe they'll go to Toronto, maybe they'll go here or go there. This ensures that franchise is going to stay right there in Western New York, and I think it's a great thing.
Well, the numbers, let me give you the numbers, Alan, first. $1.54 billion, and, which is obviously significant. I think what the Titans is $1.2 billion.
Yeah, $1.2, yeah.
But,
no, $2.1, I think, actually.
But no taxpayer burden, where about half, $850 million of this is coming from the taxpayers.
But they'll pay for it because, you know, that's. I mean, I hate to say this, that's really all they have in Buffalo is the Bills.
Yeah.
And really good pizza and wings.
I think almost any city, you know, that enters into, you know, for a new stadium and the taxpayer money, you know, part of it. I mean, what are you going to do? Like, what are you going to say? No,
you're
really going to let them leave, right? Like, it's just not going to happen. But I think, and just speaking about the stadium, 100%. Now, I haven't seen like the design or anything. I mean, is it still open air? You know, are they going to go with retractable roof? Like, I mean, that weather's significant there is what I'm saying.
A little bit.
Yeah. And like, I ask you guys, okay, I think there in Chicago are two excellent points. Like, if you guys were in charge of both of those, right, would you go open air? Is that, you know, does that work in favor and, you know, kind of an advantage for you playing there? Or is it a disadvantage, right, because it's your home and you play there and it's cold and snowy and all of that, right? Like, how would you guys go about doing that?
Well, here's the thing, because I remember those great 90s Bills teams that went to four straight Super Bowls. Come playoff time, they had a significant advantage playing at home, in outdoors, in that cold and wind, especially the wind. And once Jim Kelly learned how to navigate that wind and throw the football, I mean, I've seen really good football teams come in there and just wither and die. A couple of times the Raiders came in there, and they were really good teams for the playoffs, and they couldn't get anything done because the weather was so cold, you know? And so it's been a huge advantage for them. But, you know, I think we're at the age now where we just want to see good ball. And so I think retractable roofs for these types of cold weather cities aren't a bad play.
Or permanent roofs like they're doing here.
Exactly.
To lop off some of the cost.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good point, right? And, you know, I hear, you know, forever, like, you know, Chicago, you know, they talk about, man, we haven't had a quarterback in 30 years. Yeah, because it's hard to play there.
Right.
Like, it's very difficult. I mean, you know, you remember, you know, for the longest time, I mean, Eli Manning, you know, the wins in New York.
Phil
right?
Sims, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Phil Sims. Like, you had to have, like, the Giants had to draft quarterbacks that had very strong arms, because if you didn't have that, you know, your passes were all over the place, right? So, yeah, like, I have no answer because, you know, I haven't lived there. But it's always fascinating to me, like, is that an advantage or a disadvantage because you have to play in it, you know, 10-plus times a year, right? So,
what about the Bills on the field, Alan? You know, a lot of people feel like their window may be closing. They're still super talented. Allen's still a stud. They've got terrific players on both sides of the ball. But, you know, the Jets are the sexy team now because they got Aaron Rodgers. Are the Bills still the team to beat in your mind in the AFC East?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, right. Now, we can, you know, walk and chew gum at the same time, right? Like, I mean, the Jets definitely got better, but I'm not buying into the Patriots. The Dolphins are there, too, right? Like, they're a good football team as well, right? But, yeah, man, like, I wouldn't take anything away, you know, from Buffalo. I think that they're going to, you know, they're going to be in the same spot they were last year. Like, you know, good luck. The big thing for them are two things. One, protecting Josh Allen. Like, they've got to figure out a run game here because Allen was just beaten up by the end of last year, right? Like, I mean, he was limping going into the playoffs. And then number two, you know, losing Brian Daboll, like, it hurts. right? Like, I mean, that,
and they lost Leslie Frazier for this year too. Their defensive coordinator.
Like, those guys knew what they were doing. You know, so it's like, you know, replacing those guys is difficult. But no, nah, man, like I wouldn't take them off the top spot, but they definitely have competition.
Alan, I know you dabble with a lot of different things with your Early Edge at CBS Sports, or at Sportsline, rather, CBS. I was just looking at what you did. You posted yesterday, of course, Alan Bell 24/7, A-L-L-A-N, Bell 24/7, with your College World Series stuff and the regionals. And I saw where you had a really good day, 10-5, but it looked like mostly favorites and overs. Is that a trend?
Yeah, it is, right? So, yeah, we ended up going 10-5 in regional, 67%. Anybody who bet with me on, you know, throughout the entire regionals quadrupled their money. So, well done on that one right now. But, yeah, like, it was nice because, you know, in regionals you've got, you know, pods of four teams in each regional, and you've got a host team, and you've got, you know, 1-4. And it can vary the talent level. Between 1-4, you know, in each pod. So there was a lot to take advantage of. Super regionals begin this weekend, and there are 16 teams, and it's essentially, you know, a host site, and it's two teams of best of three series. So Friday game one, Saturday game two, and Sunday game three, if necessary. And I'll give you an example. Tennessee being in a super regional, they're going to Southern Miss. So they will play Southern Miss Friday, Saturday, and Sunday if a third game is needed. Good opportunities to bet on these as well.
Yeah.
D-Hop, where does he land? And are the Titans in the mix in your mind?
I think it depends on the price. Excuse me. I don't think that I think Tennessee's looking to pay anything significant, you know, for him. But it's fascinating. Like, I'm going to say no. And the reason I'm going to say that is this, is that Tennessee definitely feels like a team that is not looking to get one big guy.
Yeah.
They're looking to get four that can do a lot of different things, right?
Yep.
And I think that makes more sense. But again, I think this all comes down to what is the price. And with wide receivers, it gets tough because you're battling 31 other teams, or essentially 30, because the Cardinals aren't going to be involved. But someone out there is going to cut a check, and it's going to be a little bit more than what you want to spend. So I'm just going to say no on this one.
Yeah, because I just, you know, he saw, I said this the other night on my Sunday show, you know, he saw Odell Beckham Jr., who hasn't played in 2 years, get $15 million guaranteed from the Ravens.
Yep.
He's going to want at least that, and he's going to want a long-term deal.
Yep, 100%. 100%. That's what he wanted from Arizona. You know what I mean? And you know, they have the problems out there anyway. But 100%, man. Like, saying somebody's going to pay something close to it, and I think Tennessee would just be priced out of the market of what they want to spend.
Yeah.
Well, back to the original conversation. Oh, by the way, we are not going to get to the here on our legal segment. your thoughts on the PGA and LIV and the DP Tour? Break that down for us.
Well, I'll say this. you know, with them merging, I mean, it goes to show that the PGA Tour, the players won. The PGA Tour got called out of their bluff. Of what are you going to do about it, right?
Yep.
And, you know, the PGA Tour, you know, pumped their chest out forever. It's like, where are you going to go, right? Like, we're the only game in town. Well, it only took a year and a half to create a new game in town, and that was over with, right? So I think the PGA Tour definitely got checked. I think it's also smart for the PGA Tour because you just there's a lot of big names that went to the LIV Tour, right? And if I'm the PGA Tour, if I'm doing this merger, we're getting rid of LIV. Like, we're not doing two brands here.
Right.
Right? Like, it's going to be the PGA Tour. So I don't know how they're going to work that part out. But, you know, the Saudi money, those pockets ran deep, man. And they just showed them quickly, like, dude, you don't have the scratch.
You don't have the clubs in the bag, so to speak.
By the way, online, Googled, is rap singing? The consensus is no, rap is not singing.
Told you.
Wow.
They're but you, the others, though, singing is defined of making a sound with your voice. So I don't, you know, but so we'll let it go.
Yeah, because rap is more talking and rhythm. Singing is actual, you know, melody and tone and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, this feels like it's going to end up in appellate court and a lot of, you know, small district courts over and over and over. This is going to last a while.
No, it won't be brought up again. John's right. It won't be brought up. It won't
as
be brought
usual,
up again.
Alan, I win.
All right. Thank you, Alan.
Thanks, Alan. Appreciate it, buddy.
Appreciate it, guys. Yeah, have a good
one. All right.
Alan Bell, 24/7 CBS Sports Digital, and I follow him a lot, him and Brad.
He's both into a lot of different stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the Early Edge, #EarlyEdge, which is part of the CBS Sports platform, is his gambling platform. Mm-hmm. And I follow, he'll post, you know.
10-5 in college baseball, in the regionals, you know.
Yeah. And if you missed it, Tennessee will be playing at Southern Miss. First game in that regional will be Saturday. Sunday, then again, and then Monday, the first game, 2:00 Central Time on ESPN.
Yeah, the other times are still TBD.
Yeah, I haven't seen those. Yeah,
yeah. I checked on NCAA's Twitter account. They haven't set times for that yet.
And but I don't know how much that is on how many, you know, who advances, who doesn't. But there's always going to be a second game, right?
Right. You're guaranteed to.
Yep. So, yep. All right, we'll take a break. You want to call us or text us, wide open to the top of the hour, 615-844-5600.